Yes, this is King Melvin on the Mind Tuning Radio Talk Show, and you're listening to King and Queen Radio's Brooklyn Station. Who is this?
Michael Fulminant.
All right, everybody was waiting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you didn't know, we got Mike on the line, and Mike is definitely the Fulminant Law Firm, and he's renowned for its elite representation of victims of traumatic brain injury, and including concussions and severe chronic pain. These injuries are frequently undiagnosed, and the people who have been inadequately represented. They are highly advanced and proven unrecognizable brain injuries, and are very successful in multi-million dollar awards for these conditions, even on cases where the injuries are not obvious. Michael, please take the floor. I think this is a very, very exciting subject matter, and I'm glad to have you on King and Queen Radio, Brooklyn Station. So talk to us about your specialty.
Okay, thanks very much for this opportunity. So yeah, I mean, as you said, a major emphasis of my practice is traumatic brain injury, and that includes concussion. And many of us have heard the word concussion. Concussion also refers to a traumatic brain injury. Most concussions involve, you know, young people, and young people can recover from concussions pretty well most of the time. But if you have a concussion in your 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s or older, the brain's ability to recover from the concussion is much less than the young. The consequences of that concussion can be long-lasting if not permanent. The thing that's really important to know, and I'm talking about concussion because most brain injuries involve concussion, although I deal with even much more obvious and severe brain injuries. But lots of times people will have a concussion, whether from a construction site or a motor vehicle collision, and they'll go to the doctor, and the doctor will order a CAT scan or an MRI of the brain, and that will show up. And often, almost all the time, those imaging studies will appear negative, and so the doctor will come out and give you assurance that everything's okay and your brain was spared from injury. But for a lot of people, in the aftermath of this type of insult to the head, and by the way, you don't need to have a hit in the head to have a concussion. You can have just a whiplash to the neck is enough to concuss the brain. In the aftermath, they experience changes, and those changes can be irritability. It can be problems with short-term memory. A sense of slowness in your thinking. It can be a change in your personality. It could be an inability to think, with the way that, the quality in the way you used to. And, you know, if you're in your 40s or 50s or 60s or your 30s and this happens to you, you may think, well, maybe I'm just aging, when in fact, there's a good chance if you've had an accident, whether a construction accident or a motor vehicle accident or a trip and fall or slip and fall, that the brain has been damaged in ways that imaging can't, that conventional imaging can't detect. And so my firm concentrates on the representation of those types of injuries where people have injuries to their brain, but they're not necessarily obvious to their doctors or on imaging right away, or in the way they appear to their friends and family initially in terms of their ability to talk or their intelligence, because these brain injuries don't necessarily affect your intelligence, but they affect your ability to use your intelligence. So if you're in the audience and you've had that type of problem, you know what I'm talking about.